Hey, what are you doing in here? This room's off limits. I know that because I'm friends with the hosts, and I'm 100% sure that you aren't. Definitely not friendly enough to be snooping around in their bedroom. I'm positive that you aren't friends because I heard you ask them where the bathroom was. If you were such good friends, you would have known where it was. Me? I'm in here because I noticed you checking doors to see which ones were locked, which in my experience means that someone is up to no good. You don't need to know my name or anything about my experience, in fact. I do want to know what exactly you're doing hovering over near that photo. Wow. I don't know if you're a terrible liar or you're a great actor and putting this stuttering, blushing persona on for show. Either way, you're definitely up to something. You don't mind if I just have a look behind the Mapplethorpe you seem to be trying to draw my attention away from, though, do you? Huh. Would you look at that. A safe. And Kelso Prees. It's empty. You wouldn't happen to know what happened to the contents, would you? My, my. You do look a little sweaty. Is your collar perhaps just a little too tight? No? Maybe it's too warm in here. Or... are you hiding something from me? Yeah, I don't believe you. I think you know exactly where those papers are. Ah, now don't play dumb with me. I know it was in there, and obviously you do too, or at least enough to know how valuable they are. What I don't know is what you could possibly need them for. Do you want to know what I think? I think you're retrieving them for someone else. Someone who has enough money to pay you to do their dirty work. How unfortunate for them that they pick someone so reckless and sloppy. That might be a little unfair, though. After all, I'm very good at what I do. And luckily for you, I'm feeling generous tonight. So I have a little proposal for you. Now, personally, I don't really care if you take those papers. Those two are positively rolling in it. They have little hidey holes for all sorts of valuable items all over this penthouse. Some legally obtained, others not so much. So if you feel like playing it safe tonight, getting your payday from whatever shady benefactor you're working for, and going home, go ahead. I won't stop you. I have no skin in this game. But there is another, more enjoyable option. Now, I wouldn't suggest it if I hadn't noticed you very obviously checking me out as soon as I got in here. Don't bullshit me. Your eyes were practically glued to my tits. But I can practically smell the sexual frustration on you. And even though you're all covered up in that beautifully tailored suit, I can tell you have a nice body under there that I'd love to get my hands on. So what sounds fun to me right now is playing a little game. You should know my particular gifts don't just stop at sniffing out bullshit and thieves. The way you just gasped as I backed you into this wall makes me think you wouldn't object to a little interrogation. Are you up for the challenge? Yeah, I thought you would be. If you end up cracking under the pressure I apply, you have to give up the papers. I promise I won't tell a soul what you were up to, but you're going to walk out of here empty-handed. So you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Good. I can already tell this is going to be fun. And hey, look at that. I already checked to see if you had a gun in your pocket, so I know what I'm feeling under my hand right now definitely is not that. You want it bad. Now get on the bed. My time is valuable, and I want to see that hard body, among other things. But first, you are going to undress me. I can't unzip myself, so get behind me, and no touching me until I tell you to. Good boy. Oops. Looks like I forgot to wear anything underneath this dress tonight besides these thigh highs. Colored dressing optimistically. I was planning to get laid tonight anyway, but I have to admit this is even more exciting than what I had in mind. I didn't realize I would have the good fortune to come across someone so willing to obey my every command. Now come here. Fuck. It feels good sliding my fingers through your hair. I knew you would love it if I gave it a nice hard tug, and your neck looks delicious. I need a little bite. I was right. God, you're even harder now. You love when I boss you around and treat you like my little plaything, don't you? I can tell your hands are itching to get a handful of my tits. Now get on the bed and take off your clothes. Yes, of course, all of them. Fuck, look at you. Cock standing to attention and already leaking for me. You're so desperate for it. I don't want to make this too easy for you, though. I'm in control here. And it just so happens, I know how to do a couple of things with this lovely silk tie you've got here. Now be a good boy and put your hands near the headboard. Perfect. You look good enough to eat. Oh, I'm sorry. I know you wanted to touch my tits, and you will. Just not with your hands. Now what do I want first? How about I drag my nipples right over your cock? From the moan you just let out, I'd say you enjoyed that quite a bit. Now put your mouth on my right nipple. Ah! I didn't say you could bite me. You're more of a brat than I thought. Now suck it. Fuck, that's much better. My pussy's already starting to drip. Now the other one. Good boy. Now swirl your tongue around my other nipple. That's it. Does my pussy feel good rubbing up and down your cock? Unfortunately, you're nowhere near allowed to deserve to come yet, but I'm not totally heartless. If I was, I would come like this and leave your poor cock neglected. Oh, now you didn't think I'd forgotten about the interrogation part, did you? Good. You have been paying attention. In the meantime, I'm going to have a little taste of myself on your cock. Now, let's start off with something simple. What's your name?
Gone silent?
Well, that's disappointing. I guess I'm just going to have to touch myself for a bit while you sort out your priorities. I'm so fucking wet already. See? My fingers are already soaking. If you want to have a taste, you are going to have to give me a name. No? I guess I'm just going to have to keep playing with myself over your naked, writhing body. Good boy. See, that wasn't so hard. Open your mouth so you can taste me. Lick every drop off my fingers. Yeah, I know I taste good. Oh, you were hoping for a taste right from the source? Well, I did say I was feeling generous tonight, and your face looks like the perfect place for me to sit. Time to show me what that tongue can really do. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. I didn't even have to tell you to suck and lick, you good fucking boy. That's right. You like it when I grab your hair and grind down in your face like that? Yeah. Lick it all up. Keep that up and I'm gonna come so hard your face will be drenched. God, look at that cock. It's so red and hard. Must be dying to be touched, and you will be, but you're gonna have to work for it. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, use your fingers. Oh. Just like that. Damn.
I like someone who eats me out like they're starving. Oh, you've definitely earned a little something for that. I can taste myself all over that beautiful face of yours. Now, I definitely enjoyed sitting there, but there's something else I really want to sit on now. Good thing this isn't my first time fucking in here, so I know there are condoms in the nightstand. I'm going to put one on you now. Oh, yeah. Oh, this gorgeous cock feels perfect sliding into my wet pussy. I'm just going to enjoy sliding up and down slowly so I can feel every inch and curve of you. Oh, I could do this forever. Just teasing you until you're making me beg to go faster. I'm going to need a little more from you before you get the privilege of that happening, though. Now, who do you work for? No answer? Disappointing. This cock filling me up is definitely anything but, though. I can feel myself dripping every time I pull off. Still no answer? Well, I hate to have to do it, but I'm afraid I'm just going to have to climb off right now if you won't cooperate. Good boy. You've been very obedient. Time for me to fuck you hard like I know you've been craving. Oh, fuck yeah. Keep lifting your hips up to meet mine like that. Drive that cock deep inside me, baby. You love seeing my tits bounce as I fuck you hard like this, don't you? Oh, I'm gonna make you succumb so hard you see stars. But first, I'm gonna have to slow down again. Because I need one more thing from you. If you want to come, you need to beg me for it. I can't know if you really want it until I hear those desperate pleas coming out of your mouth, you filthy boy. Oh, yeah. That's it. You sound so pretty when you're begging for mercy. You finally earned the right to come. Now let me hear you moan for me as I ride you. I want you coming hard and deep inside me. Yeah, that's it. Fuck yeah. Good boy. Oh, come for me. Give it all to me. Come for me now. That was really hot. Let me get rid of that condom for you. You've been so helpful. Unfortunately, I've got to get going now. I suppose I'll have to deal with my dress unzipped for now. Oh, and I'm just going to grab those papers from that box in the closet. What's that? Oh yeah, I've known where they were all along. As soon as I asked, your eyes immediately flicked over there. I told you I was good. You were just so much fun to toy with. My own organization will be pleased to know who amongst our competition is looking to get their hands on these. We suspected as much. Don't worry though, I won't give them your name. I'm sure it's a fake anyway. Now I have faith that you can escape that tie without too much trouble. I'd hurry, though. The party's going to end soon, and then someone will find you all naked and messy in here. Then the cops will be called, and you'll have government agents to deal with, and they're not nearly as much fun as I am. I'll do you a solid and leave the window open behind me as a favor. Who knows? Maybe we'll meet again sometime. Goodbye, cutie.